Next, with what it says in the papers, here's Fiona Kelly.
There are some very sweet pictures of the new Taoiseach and his family carried on the front of today's papers. Taoiseach and awe is the lead headline in the Irish Sun over an image of Simon and Caoimhe Harris and their two children, Saoirse and Cillian, at Leinster House yesterday. The Irish Daily Mail opts for a shot on its front page of Mr. Harris holding his daughter Saoirse in his arms. My daddy, the new Taoiseach, is the headline there. Moving away from the cute stuff, the Mail also runs with another front page headline referencing how the rumblings have started already over yesterday's reshuffle. Under the lead headline, Harris plays it safe on first day in job, the Irish Independent suggests, meanwhile, that the new Taoiseach put geography ahead of gender as he promoted men from the Midlands and Munster. Philip Ryan also writes that the decision to leave most of Leo Varadkar's team in place was made because it was felt that the civil service would run rings around new ministers if there was wholesale change. Ryan also has it that former Taoiseach Francis Fitzgerald was instrumental in saving Justice Minister Helen McEntee from demotion. The tone of the lead editorial in that paper is relatively benign in its assessment of the incoming Taoiseach's stated desire to improve the lives of all. The writer calls out the level of negativity and cynicism which has dimmed the powers of Leinster House in recent years. In its editorial, the Irish Examiner also provides an upbeat review of what it describes as yesterday's display of political theatre, contrasting it with the scenes which accompanied the handover of power in the US when Donald Trump lost power. The lead editorial in the Irish Times, however, is notable for its unflattering perspective on the new Taoiseach. What does Simon Harris stand for, the editorial writer wonders. His performance since he became leader has done little to answer the question. The callow banalities in which he indulged in his Ard Fhéidh speech may have elicited whoops from the party faithful, but did little to suggest that here was a politician of substance. Elsewhere this morning, the Times leads with details of the government's decision to formally recognise the state of Palestine. Threats issued by Islamic State terrorists targeting Champions League football stadiums generate the lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror. And the Irish Daily Star reports on a court case in which Carlow man Raymond Dunn was given a 4-month suspended sentence for harassing a woman in June 2022. The 54-year-old builder had placed a tracking device on his victim's car. A court case involving a dispute between neighbours over a boundary wall in Crumlin in Dublin receives coverage in today's Times. We're told that one of the parties stuck dead animals' skulls on their wall, directed diesel fumes into their garden, shone high-voltage lights at their house and made a malicious allegation to Tusla. The Star has a picture story today about the funeral of Jim Coffey, a well-known figure in the travelling community in Britain. Known as Big Daddy, he was buried this week in Cardiff in Wales in a gold coffin, followed by a cavalcade of silver cars displaying Irish flags. Amongst the floral wreaths placed on his grave were ones in the shape of a can of Guinness, a bottle of Baileys and a packet of cigarettes. Jack Power has a piece in today's Times about Anthony Whelan, the 55-year-old former barrister from Scariff in County Clare, who has just been temporarily appointed as Ursula von der Leyen's chief of staff. 29-year-old Cork woman and scientist Tara O'Driscoll, a co-founder of a company which is developing an infant formula with beneficial breast milk bacteria, is profiled in The Examiner since she's just been named in Forbes' 30 under 30 list. And finally, Hannah Stevenson has a nice interview with Marion Keyes, carried in both The Star and Examiner, in which the much-loved author talks about her latest book and big birthday. She feels a lot younger than her 60 years, she says, thanks to HRT and fish oils.
Happy birthday, Marion. Fiona, thank you very much.